righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and we do news at 9 o'clock every night, and joining us for the news is the biggest weekend stud here on KLSX and the FM talk station, Meryl Schindler.
Mean?
Nice to see you, man.
Oh, no, good.
It's weird.
Leo Quinones. Quinones. Yes, the film freak. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to be in the good graces of the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Yes, all right. It's going to join us for the news here and then tell us where to go this weekend, where the big films are, right?
I'll tell you where to go.
All right. All right, it is time for the news here with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Oh, there is so much going on, Tim. Almost too much news.
Oh, good.
First and foremost, the race for the White House continues to heat up. And with that heat, it seems that some candidates may start be doubting themselves a little bit.
What?
Yes, in this piece of audio, Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden concedes that Hillary Clinton may have been a better choice for a running mate than he is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. What an idiot. All right, here's Joe Biden, right?
Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight. She's a truly close personal friend.
Has he had a tracheotomy? What is he talking through?
I think he has a Dixie cup and a string.
Oh, God.
Where is he? Like a long corridor or something like that?
And he goes, and might I add, it's a first step for mankind.
We have better audio from the moon. And this is 2008. You should never have this audio.
Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight. Hmm. She's a truly close personal friend. She is qualified to be President of the United States of America. She's easily qualified to be Vice President of the United States of America. And quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me, but she's first rate.
Oh, boy.
How
can you do that to Barack Obama? The guy goes out there, he busts his ass, he picks you, and you're like, nah, you should have picked her.
Of all the things that you should not say, that has to be the very top of the list.
Yeah. Here's the very first example of why Barack Obama is a bad decision maker.
Jesus Christ. From his vice president. Oh, man.
That's a new one.
And he's like in the cone of silence from Get Smart as he's saying it, too. Because I swear to God.
Reporting to you live from the Pope Mobile.
And look at the pause that he takes right before he actually lays it on him.
And quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me, but she's first rate.
Oh, boy. Might have been a better pick than me. Oh,
is it really
Jesus
him?
Christ. It's really him. Oh. And he really said that. And, you know, Obama has got to be thinking, God damn, do I hate white people. You got, you know, Joe Biden, who's an a-hole to him. You got Hillary Clinton all over his case. Bill Clinton all over his case. Now he's got to deal with this Sarah Palin and this, you know, and John McCain beating him up.
He's probably going, I know that there's one guy who's not going to question me. I know there's one person in this country who's not going to question me. It's Joe Biden.
Now I suppose the question becomes, how long is he going to be the running mate? Do you think he's out?
I think he's got to bail out. Yeah, I think he can't go on and go, yeah, you should have made a better choice than me. What kind of self-esteem is that?
And on top of that, he says, she would have been a great president, so of course it'd be easy for her to be VP. Like, he doesn't do anything anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even think on the show 24 they ever even show the vice presidents. They're so useless.
You know, Barack Obama's got to be sitting there watching TV going, what the F did he just say?
I know, first time.
Wait a minute.
TiVo's that back like 8 times to make sure you heard it right.
What the F and where the F? Where the F?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, was that some sort of a signal that he's in trouble?
God. I'm speaking to you from the pit I've just created.
God almighty.
Oh. Poor guy.
Right. Yeah, I know. This guy, I tell you, I don't blame him if he just takes a gun and starts shooting these guys. Because everyone's been an a-hole to this dude.
That's the only way we're going to get Hillary back.
Yeah.
God.
Take him out.
All right. Anything else going on with this news, Gina?
Yes.
Graham?
Well, everyone is weighing in with their views on the presidential candidates, and Hollywood celebrities are no exception. Ooh. Here we have a clip from movie star Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
voicing strong opinions against Sarah Palin being John McCain's running mate.
All right. Always nice to hear from MD.
Yeah.
You do the actuary tables. You know, there's a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't survive his first term, and it'll be President Palin. And it really, you know, we was talking about it earlier. It's like a really bad Disney movie. You know, the hockey mom, you know, oh, I'm just a hockey mom from Alaska, and she's the president, and it's like she's facing down Vladimir Putin, and you know, using the, you know, the folksy stuff she learned at the hockey, you know, rink. You know, it's just it's absurd. It's totally absurd, and I don't understand why more people aren't talking about how absurd it is. It's a really terrifying possibility. The fact that we've gotten this far, and we're that close to this being a reality, is crazy.
Oh boy. Matt Damon. All right.
What did he say? Actuaries? Is that the first thing he said?
I don't know what his actuary table is.
You do the actuary tables. You know, there's a 1 out of 3 chance, if not more, that McCain doesn't survive his first term.
1 out of 3 chance that he doesn't survive his first
term?
Did
he grab his little abacus and start
calculating? How old is he, 90?
You know what I got to ask, Timmy? Because you know, could that be a possible Vegas bet? Because you know they bet on everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And John McCain dying in his first term?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I bet you get better than 3-1 odds, though. I bet you get like 12-1 or 13-1.
Just ask him.
Yeah.
Make your bets.
Yeah. But you want to also check the background of guys putting too much money on it, you know?
Okay.
Let's just say they're very organized.
Yeah,
or know people who
I'll bet $5 million on it. Oh, it's John McCain's neighbor. It's Matt Damon, please.
You did get into it. Damon.
You
did get into it.
I never understand, and I still don't to this day, why these actors become political. And I'll tell you why I don't understand it. If I'm producing a movie for Disney, I want somebody who's straight down the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody, because that alienates half the country.
And Disney in that soundbite. It's like a bad Disney movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Isn't
that
what he said?
Right, yeah, he said it's like a bad Disney movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Wrong thing, man.
And what he's saying is, like, Disney movies are bad.
Jesus Christ.
So he's hitting Disney. He's hitting Republicans. He's alienating a big studio in Hollywood and half the nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is he going to go after next? And that whore, Mother Teresa, you know? how dare she, you know? It's unbelievable. You know, I would, again, if I'm producing a movie, I don't want anybody who's political in the movie.
You'll keep
anybody.
Your money in your pocket if you know the actor is political. I know this about you, Tim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will not produce a movie if I know that person is political. And see, I blame, like, Speed Racer, right? Susan Sarandon was in that one.
Yeah. You said no way.
Susan Sarandon is not a big fan of NASCAR and vice versa. You know, a lot of guys carrying the Confederate flag around the infield in Daytona are not big Susan Sarandon supporters. So when you put her in Speed Racer and then you trot her down to Long Beach for the Grand Prix to, you know, to celebrate the movie.
Yeah.
Nobody likes her down there.
She's never been in a POW camp. You know what I mean? Not one day that
right.
She served as a prisoner.
Exactly.
Why would they like her?
Yes, I don't understand why they, you know, Hollywood is, it's odd.
Oh.
I wish that Hollywood make a lot more movies like Pineapple Express, right?
Stoner movies.
Yeah, it's just like, you know,
fun.
It's a $25 million movie and it's going to make money no matter what.
I've got a question for you. Speed Racer, bad movie, easy to save your money. Matt Damon makes those Bourne Ultimatum movies. Would that keep you from seeing a Matt Damon movie?
Well, I'm sort of half-assed on Matt Damon.
Okay.
There are some actors who I think can rise above their political views. Like, for instance, George Carlin was a, you know, a real left-wing guy.
Sure.
And I thought he was so funny that I continue watching him and love the guy. Also, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David. Larry David is, you know, hates Republicans, can't stand them, was married to a woman who was very close and I believe even produced the Al Gore movie,
mm-hmm.
and which is one of the reasons why Larry David probably moved on, because he'd come home at night and Al Gore would be in his house with charts, you know?
Whoa.
I mean, after a while, it's like, wait a minute. I'm coming home from working on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I got Al Gore with charts in my living room. Please, it's enough. I've had enough. But what I'm saying is, it's like Larry David can rise above his politics. I hate his politics, but I think he's one of the funniest men in the world.
Yeah, because a prime example, I don't know if we can pull it up, but if you go to Tom Hanks's MySpace page,
oh yeah,
he has a self-directed video. He just put on the camera and he's going for Barack Obama. Yeah. So Tom Hanks makes great movies.
I'm still a Hanks fan.
Okay, yeah. You'd still go.
I'd still go to Tom Hanks movies. Even if he was caught, killing Republicans, like slaughtering him in his basement, I'd still go see his movies.
See Charlie Wilson's War? Did you see Charlie Wilson's War?
I did not. No.
You did not? Okay.
No. Right. I mean, I saw the last movie I think I saw of Tom Hanks, I think it was Big.
No, come on. Fantastic film, by the way.
No, I liked Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Sleepless in Seattle.
Cried my eyes out, sure. I did.
I just like Tom Hanks.
He loves You Got Mail.
Oh, well, You Got Mail is fantastic.
You know what? One of the things I like about Tom Hanks is I remember Sam Rubin was interviewing on his show here. Sam Rubin had
a terrible interview, by the way.
Well, I don't know whether I can't judge an interview whether it's good or not because I'm it's like I can't tell whether some guy's gay or not, And I don't have gaydar.
That's where I come in.
And I can't judge an interview either. I really can't.
Down the wrong pipe there, friend?
Yeah.
And even if some guy's like hammering another guy in front of me, I'm like, oh, is he doing it just because he likes to do that? Or is he gay?
Maybe it's the Greco-Roman. Yeah. It's not really gay.
Hammering a guy.
But there are a lot of guys in gay porn who are not gay. They're just doing that to make some dough.
Gay for pay.
They're not gay?
I think
the mustache makes them gay, doesn't it?
Fantastic.
But anyway, Tom Hanks in an interview, when Simon asked him, Sam Rubin. When Sam Rubin said to him, what's the greatest thing about having money? And Tom Hanks said, and I remember I was driving by Dupar's in Studio City when I heard this.
You can
always remember where you were when you hear stuff that sticks with you. And he said, the nicest thing about having money is that when my car breaks, I don't have to worry about it. I have the money to fix my car. And with guys, that's the nice thing about having money. Women will, buy extravagant things, and some guys will. But a guy, when he makes it in life, it's he knows he's made it when he has enough money to fix his car if it breaks down.
That seems to work for Tom, but he's got $20 million a picture all stacked up. I mean, how many cars does he need to fix?
But that's what he's saying. He's saying money is great. And not having money sucks, and one of the reasons why it's nice to have money is when you hear your car making that certain ping, you have money to throw at it.
Do you think his car really breaks down? It's got to be finely tuned. That's another thing. Okay.
Yeah, you think he's just being humble, like, hey, it covers my nuts, what I'm saying?
I think he's being humble, but it worked for me.
And also, Tim, what Tim's not saying is he doesn't really have enough energy left or room to feel a real emotional attachment to a celebrity because he's all tapped out with Russell Brand, who is his new favorite.
Russell Brand and Forgetting Sarah Marshall steals the entire film.
Oh, really?
Steals the entire film because he plays this rock star who steals the girlfriend. And he's throughout the whole film.
Is he good?
He's fantastic. He steals the whole movie.
Oh.
Good for you.
Check it out.
All right.
You don't really like him or you're being facetious?
Well, I don't think, he's...
He's a BBC guy.
Well, his stand-up comedy
And he uses that term loosely.
I mean, if he was an American guy doing that kind of stand-up on the MTV Awards.
I don't know his content. I didn't see the MTV Awards.
Yeah, we'll play it for you.
Was
here.
He terrible? Was he absolutely offending? What was the guy doing?
Arsenio put it best, don't you think? He said, that's your first pass at the joke. Before you go any deeper and really work on the joke and craft it, it's your first pass that just sort of goes out your head. But he performed that in front of the entire country. It was not great.
Here's a sample of Russell Brand doing the MTV Awards.
But let me assure you, if you are a little bit nervous, that I am famous in the United Kingdom. Okay? Thank you. I mention that only because my persona don't really work without fame. Without fame, this haircut could be mistaken for mental illness. Now, as a representative of the global community, a visitor from abroad, I don't want to come across a little bit biased, but could I please ask of you, people of America, to please elect Barack Obama? Please. On behalf of the world.
I see what you're getting at, Tim. I see what you're getting at.
Some people, I think they're called racists, say America is not ready for a black president.
All right,
but
now before you play this,
I know America to be a forward-thinking.
This guy is much more interesting if you picture him with a broom and an umbrella and a chimney sweep in Mary Poppins,
and ending every sentence with "Governor."
I'm telling you.
Now listen to it again.
He's yelling, by the way.
Listen to this again. There's no cadence. There's no highs and lows. It's all the same level. And it doesn't mean anything. Seinfeld is a master at stand-up comedy.
Sure.
And so is, Chris Rock. And these guys have different levels and, you know, different cadence. Now, if he does the MTV Awards next year, it's much more interesting if they play this music in the background while he's doing his act. Here we go.
I know America to be a forward-thinking country, right? Because otherwise, you know, would you have let that retarded cowboy fella be president for 8 years? We were very impressed. We thought it was nice of you to let him have a go, because in England, George Bush wouldn't be trusted with a pair of scissors. We thought, very sweet of you. I am obliged by broadcasting law to show some balance in this situation, which means the Republicans might be all right. Sarah Palin, she's a vilf, maybe a vilf, a vice president. I'd like to fondle, I don't know. I do feel a little bit sorry for a daughter getting all pregnant, poor kid. Is it a boy, is it a girl? No, it's a PR stunt, come on, be honest. And I feel most sorry for that poor teenage farmer boy. Bloody 1 minute he's just a teenage lad in Alaska having joyful unprotected sex. The next minute, get to the Republican convention! I think that is the best safe sex message of all time.
He sounds like a crazy chimney sweep.
Or become Republican.
Music might be a little hot, I'm not sure.
He's never gonna have sex again.
Sex! That's that thing where I get eyeballed by all those odd old men!
He will never have sex again. That boy will spend the rest of his life masturbating while wearing a condom, and then he'll probably bury it.
Wow.
The whole situation, in fact, makes the idea of pledging to God that you'll remain a virgin till marriage seem like quite a good idea. So well done, the Jonas Brothers. God bless those boys. In case you are unaware, each of the Jonas Brothers does wear a tiny ring as a mark of their commitment to God. Ungrateful, because they can literally have sex with any woman that they want. They're just not going to do it. That is like Superman just deciding not to fly and to go everywhere on a bus.
Wow.
Bless them, those impacts.
All right. He sounds like a crazy chimney sweep.
He's good in the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's all I know.
All right.
I didn't see him on the MTV Awards.
All right. I'll take your word for that.
That's a real film freak defense. I don't know. I liked him in Sarah Marshall.
But if he had 10 guys with, dancing around behind him with ash on their faces.
Soot
and ash on their face.
And Newsy's cap.
And busted umbrellas and brooms and doing that thing where you click your heels up.
Kick.
Now that's an act. but straight stand up it ain't.
You didn't watch it on the first take. You didn't watch on the first take, did you? No, you didn't. None of you guys were watching MTV Awards. You weren't. And
I did not
watch the whole
them.
Thing.
You saw the whole thing?
The whole damn thing.
Is that right?
After the fact. I saw it last night.
Yeah, I didn't. I missed him this year. I'm a big fan of him, but I missed him this year. All right, anything else going on in the news there? Gina Grant and also Leo Quinones, the film freak.
Yes, well, speaking of all the people that showed up at the MTV Awards, rapper Kanye West and his road manager were arrested this morning at LAX Airport. Yes, on suspicion of felony vandalism after they confronted two paparazzi and smashed the men's cameras.
Wow.
The incident took place about 7:50 a.m. Initials report. They said that the incident involved a commercial photographer/paparazzi and a camera worth more than $10,000. And we actually have audio from the incident.
Yeah, you can also see it at TMZ.com. You can actually see the video.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
All right, Kanye West, not the right day to... throw a bust a move at the airport on 9/11. Yeah.
Good point, Timmy.
They got a couple of extra eyeballs at the airport today just for this kind of crap. All right, here it is. Kanye West going nuts at LAX.
Please! I took it. Help me.
Stop. Let me get that.
Whoa. police.
Ain't no police, man. Get on somewhere.
Get out my face. Yeah, I like when Kanye West, I believe this is Kanye West who said this.
Ain't no police, man. Get on somewhere.
Ain't no police around, man.
Oh.
Not at LA. Where did he think he was?
It reminds me of Nick Cage in Honeymoon in Vegas. He goes, where are you going to take me? Airport jail? I mean, where do they take him there?
Kanye West flying on 9/11 and throwing a fit in the airport.
Oh, jeez.
What could he be thinking?
$10,000, though, is actually nothing to him. It's like a penny to him for that, for that camera damage.
$10,000 camera, yeah.
But is it a different law, a different set of circumstances when you break a crime on an airport, on airport premises?
I think it is.
I think that it's a zero tolerance. Yeah. I mean, I think you get warnings at the airport.
I think, like, if you smoke in a restaurant, you get a fine. You smoke on an airplane.
You're getting off
that. The guys with windbreakers and three letters on the back, FBI, escort you off, yeah. And they have a chit-chat with you.
Why even cause a stir at LAX? I mean, why?
Yeah, you know what? When you're at the airport, you got to be on your best behavior at all times.
Yeah. You know what? He's going to be pissed off when they stop taking his picture. You know what I mean? That's when he's really going to go, why aren't you taking my picture?
Yeah.
Bring it over here. Focus. I'm smiling.
And that kind of behavior at LAX could land you on the do not fly list.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
And then you all of a sudden you go check in. You're like, mm-mm.
Not so much.
He can afford his own plane. His own plane anywhere he goes.
I mean, I don't know.
That's why he should be on his own plane.
I don't know if Kanye can.
Wait, did he get? Oh, that's right. Did he get rid of his own plane?
Yeah, making big sacrifices with the gas prices.
These guys.
Actually, no. He last week he got his plane back because fans donated to his website.
That's disgusting.
Oh, great.
Fans donated money to.
To Diddy's gas fund.
So he can get his own plane back?
Yeah.
That's a popular dude.
That's an even trade for the entertainment he provides. I mean, it's perfect.
You know what, though? I have to say these officials at the airport were incredibly polite to Kanye. Because after this whole ruckus he caused and scaring people and shaking stuff up, all you see is this camera turn on this nice guy in the suit and go, you know, we're going to have to go ahead and file a report. So they're just, they're very nice.
No. They're big tools. I'll tell you what happened with me. I got a jaywalking ticket. I was at the wrong terminal. I'm going, oh, no, I got to run to the clear across the way to LAX. I go across. Cop goes, boop, you jaywalked. I'm like.
At an airport?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, are you going to give me a ticket or not? Because my plane. He goes, well, you seem to have attitude, so I'm going to write you a ticket.
Uh-oh.
So this was here's the great part of the story. The guy is writing me up, and I go, you're why people hate cops. You're why people hate cops. And I look across, and I look at the terminal that's like the parking structure, like 9 high, and I see a little poodle with this lady, and the poodle's taking relieving itself.
Uh-oh.
And I went, officer, hey, look, another crime in progress right now. Are you going to do your job? And he just looked at me like, if I could smack you little smart ass, I would.
Don't make me citizens arrest that poodle.
No, it's like, how do I belittle this guy? And that's the way I did it. And then I go, are you recording me? Because sometimes they have recorders.
Yep, right. Yep.
He goes, well, yes, I am. I go, well, here's a message to your police chief. Why don't you have your officers do something useful with their lives instead of harassing passengers trying to catch a flight?
And
I can just be real venomous when I'm pissed off, and you know what, he deserved it that time.
You got a ticket though?
$125.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, jaywalking at LAX.
I thought bets are off when it comes to trying to catch your plane. I thought you were supposed to get like a police escort for that kind of thing.
Did you catch your plane?
Gina, it was like the Old West. No cars this way, no cars that way. Okay. I thought I could make it. And I have the little thing with the wheels on it, you know what I mean? I mean, I swear, no problem. And he nailed me for it. Really slow day at LAX. It wasn't September 11th.
I got a tip for you, though, at LAX, because I know one of the police officers out there. They've been told to relax and on the tickets. You know, don't give everybody tickets because everyone's pissed off to begin with.
Sure.
They're waiting in line. They have to pay for extra baggage. And the airlines doesn't like people to be pissed off on their planes. So if you're kind to the cops at LAX, they almost 99% of the time they let you go.
Oh, my God. You want to hear an amazing story? I was working at the Rick D's Weekly Top 40 doing research for Rick. And Artist Ivy was on the countdown. His name is Coolio. And allegedly, when he worked at LAX at minimum wage, baked out of his mind on crack, just staring at the TV where all the stuff goes through, just not differentiating one bag from another. And that was a security back in the 90s. Allegedly, I said, allegedly.
Yeah, so, but, nobody knows.
Crazy.
All right, Leo Quinones is with us. Also, Gina Grad. Gina Grad, what's going on with that news, baby?
Well, 7-year-old TJ Clark is recovering at a Jackson Memorial Hospital today. Clark was at a laundromat yesterday when he climbed inside the machine he thought was broken. Mm. Investigators say Clark's 4-year-old sister turned the machine on. He was stuck inside for 3 minutes before his mother and 2 men were able to free him. Doctors expect him to recover from his injuries. And we have a couple of clips from the mother speaking about this incident. Right. In our first clip, we have Clark's mother recalling this horrific, horrific incident.
All right, here we go. Kid got caught in a washing machine.
And as you know, my daughter comes to me and tell me that her brother was inside the washing machine. When she came and told me that, I had a newborn in one arm, walked to the washing machine, and it was a shocking sight in my head. It's like, how did my baby get inside this washing machine?
Wait a minute, there was a shark in the machine?
Yeah.
Walked to the washing machine, and it was a shocking sight in my head. It's like, how did my baby get inside this washing machine?
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, you got to keep an eye on the kids.
Wow.
This is at a laundromat, right?
Yeah.
All right. And we got another clip?
She couldn't just shout him out?
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Hell out of there.
In our second clip, Clark describes how she acquired the strength to save her son.
Oh, boy. All right.
He was there spinning. I pulled and pulled and pulled. The third yank I pulled, the door opened. And I grabbed my baby. Something that gave me a lot of strength. We held the newborn in my hand and my son in the other hand. It was so scary. I just thank God that he gave me the strength, you know, to pull that machine door open and save my son.
Oh, man.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I don't either. I saw a picture of that kid. He was really effed up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
clean. Pretty banged very up. Clean.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievably clean.
Yeah, it's actually a shirt shrunk on him.
But just to be clear, the Clark family is not taking this lying down or spinning around because they will be suing this laundromat for this.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my God, that case is going to go round and round forever.
Oh, no, God. I'll see you in hell.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to pursue that case.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine there's a criminal negligence of a guy who owns a laundromat just because, your kid got caught.
What's the difference between that? You put 3 quarters in that helicopter in front of the supermarket. It's the same thing. 3 quarters. You go for a ride. Have a good. I'm sure it was a fun thing that turned out bad.
It went awry.
Yeah. Because how does a kid get it? Because if you're thinking about a washing machine, isn't there the middle thing? It's a round circle, and then there's a middle thing.
This is the one where it's a side loader. So it's a glass.
Industrial
one where you put it in and you shut the glass door, and it locks.
So the kid was like an astronaut going around?
Oh, yeah. He was spinning around.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He was moving pretty good.
But I didn't know that.
Now, see, my mom, if I did this at 7 years old, my mom would not sue the place. My mom would break that door open, not to save me, but to punch me in the face for doing
and slam it shut again.
Yeah.
It all comes back to you.
Oh, yeah. She would grab me out of that washer and kick the crap out of me. And after, 2 minutes of my mom yelling and beating my ass, I wished I was back in the washer.
Well,
that's the way my mom rolled.
And do you think if they're interviewing people to sort of take on her case, the lawyer's like, okay, so let me get this straight. It was a fully functioning washing machine, and they said, yes, it's fully functioning. And you were watching your kid the whole time, and somebody grabbed the kid from your arms and shoved him. Well, not exactly.
Yeah, not exactly. See, what happened was I was pretty baked, and my 1-year-old was getting into my stash that I brought to the laundromat.
Right.
And then the 7-year-old did an end around, and bang, all of a sudden he's getting the washing business.
And everyone at the laundromat kept reading their paper like nothing was going on. It was like another day.
So that's how they do it in their family.
Your kids are going for a ride.
You know what you got to do is eventually you got to put a fence around the machines, so the kids can't get over the fence. I don't know.
God. 7 years old.
Seven years old. And he's in that machine.
That's got to be scarring.
That is suicidal.
And I'm not a betting woman, but I bet at 2.5, Sophie knows not to get inside a washing machine.
I don't know. I hope so. But if I ever yank her out of there, I'll certainly buy her a treat. Maybe buy her something out of the vending machine.
That's one of the
big get cookies.
Yeah, you get cookies.
That's
baby.
One of the big ones. Then, if you're talking about, you said side loader, so I'm trying to get the visual down of this thing. So, open that round door; it goes in like that.
Yeah. Right.
This is insane, by the way. This story is insane.
Well, and my favorite part is, the little girl, the 4-year-old sister, looks like the big hero. She's the one that started the washing machine. So,
yeah, where'd she get the money
that.
For it?
Exactly.
Can we stop the news for a second? I'm really
Are you bummed out?
I'm pissed off right now. Who sits here all the time when I'm not here? Who sits in this mic
I do sometimes.
Okay, because four times, and it just registers. I grab the bottom of the console, and there's effing gum
there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm touching someone's gum down there. It's disgusting.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
You know what, though? I will take that over what I just endured at this little mic stand. I just cut my thigh open on the sharp corner.
Wait, there's gum under? I have to tell every guest that comes here, by the way, there's a sharp edge right here. Yeah. Watch your knee.
Right, but there's gum under that counter?
Wrigley's.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I went down and
smell
looked
it?
At it. I went down and looked at it.
Oh, Jesus.
That was even weirder.
That's a low-end move. All right.
I have a lot of those, Tim.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes. Well, finally, a little news on Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, cool.
He won the election in the first recall of California, and he's now become a target for removal himself.
What?
Yes. The state's prison guards union, otherwise known as the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, is initiating a recall effort against Schwarzenegger, a union spokesman said today. The governor and union have been at odds for years.
Wow.
So here we go again.
All right. Randy Wang said we got to take a break because Governor Schwarzenegger is calling us at 9:35.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So when we come back, we'll hear from the governor of the state of California. Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's going on.
That's the news with Gino, man.
The news with Gina Grad.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, Leo, can you stay with us?
Sure.
All right, Leo's going to stay with us. And when we come back, the governor of the state of California will be on with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Leo Quinones joins us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Just let me go. Listen and understand that Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop, ever, until you are dead.